Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to episode 15 of Australian Jams. I've just spent probably pretty much an hour chatting to my guest today about knee surgeries because we both got a common issue of bad knees. It's been fun, but now we should probably chat about some music. Today, I say this all the time, but it's true. Very excited to have Cheyenne Harper, who is King Ivy, with me today. I've said today a lot. This, as much as we've spoken online, and I'm friends with Mel, her manager, this is actually the first time we've met in person. Nice of her to come straight to my house and not be scared. Cheyenne, tell us a little bit about yourself and what you've been up to.
Thank you for that introduction. It was actually a kind of a scary drive here, so I was a little anxious, but I'm much more relaxed now. Now that you've offered me a sparkling water, it's fine.
Yes, with ice, of course, with ice.
chilled. A bit about myself.
Yeah, who are you? What do you do?
I am a musician. I go under the name King Ivy, and I make electronic, kind of R&B pop, super industrial sounding music. And that's pretty much the biggest part of my life. I've just recently started doing live shows in the past 4 months. And as you were speaking about knee injuries, my first ever one that people came to, I dislocated my knee. And I've basically been still trawling through the live shows as best I can and
dealing with a really cool knee brace on.
Yeah, with like a really hectic knee brace in black to match my aesthetic. That's pretty much been me for the last 4 months. I released a single last year called Bump, and that got some really nice attention, which was awesome. That sums me up at the moment, to be honest. My world has really been live shows at the moment, which is awesome and exciting, and I love it so much.
It's been excellent live shows, like Beyond the Valley and Mountain Goat Valley Crawl, which I got right this time.
Yes.
And what else have you played recently?
I did Field Day with Moonbase, the producer that I'm working with. He's amazing.
Incredible.
Yeah, he's legit. And I also did Secret Garden, and then I just supported Kira Peru on last Saturday night, at the Workers Club, which was...
It was so good.
Yeah, like probably of all of them. I think I had like 3 consecutive weekends of shows, which was equally hectic and fun. And like that last show with Kira just like tied it off amazingly. It was just so, so fun. I'm still buzzing from it.
And there's some cool photos from it as well.
Hey? Yeah, yeah. Laura Roberts and Brianna Davis came to take pictures, and my brain just melted when they sent them back to me because, like, they're both so talented, but they just, like, outdid themselves completely. Like, it I don't know even know what was in the air that night, but they both just killed it, and now I have like content for days, so thank you for that.
Yes, excellent. So you've chosen three songs to chat about today.
Yes.
Three songs that I've actually never heard before.
Yes.
And
okay.
I probably wouldn't have heard if you hadn't sent them to me. So cool. Which is the first one you want to chat about? And sorry about my chair. Sorry, Brianna.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah, sorry. Actually, my earring's also rattling in the mic, so we've just got two...
Excellent.
Two really annoying things about this podcast, but hopefully people will still listen. So my first song is called Wow, and it's by a rapper named Kwame. I'm pretty sure that's how you pronounce it. It's K-W-A-M-E. I really hope that's how you pronounce it, because that's super fruity and cool, Kwame. And he's really young. He's 22, and this song is like honestly blew me away. It's like suitably called Wow, and it's cool because yeah, your song choices as well. Like I were probably not something I would have picked as well. So it's kind of cool. We're both throwing some curveballs at each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, and basically, he's incredibly young but so talented, and it's like this crazy story where like he met ASAP Ferg, and he like worked with him in some sense. I don't know the full story, so I don't want to say because I'll probably get it wrong. But basically, when he was 20, that happened, and it's just kind of like put him on this trajectory of like amazing things at the moment. But this song is just so cool. The chorus, everything, like his chops are just like killed me. I've like listened to it like four times on the way here thinking about what I was going to say. And I don't really have anything technical rather than that. It's truly a banger.
Truly a banger. That's the quote for the episode.
I probably need to like find a new word to be quoted on, because I'm pretty sure it's like, that's the pull quote of every interview I have. So I'm probably just going to let the song speak for itself, because there's not a lot I can say, because I can like try and hype it and everything, but as soon as you play it, it'll be enough.
Yeah. I just want to add to that very quickly, please. Before we play it. The artwork I found so cool. And then his tour that's about to happen, that tour artwork is sick as well. And 100%. Anyone that's listened before knows how much I consider artwork in anything.
Yeah.
But it's so awesome. And whoever his designer is, I hope they stick with them, because it's awesome. And I would go to this show just because the tour poster is sick.
Yeah, it's so sick.
Yeah.
I find it's so exciting when you know a designer and an artist are just made for each other.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Or even worse, when they do it themselves and you're like, how?
You're like, why are you so talented? Why can't I have some? And I like the color yellow, so nailed it.
Yeah, same. Well, yeah, I can see you like yellow. There's like several yellow objects around this room.
Yeah. Previous posters and stuff.
Yeah.
Yellowing newspaper.
This is a mage newspaper. It's gone yellow.
On that note, let's have a quick little listen to Wow by Kwame. When I walk and get the drip, like, yeah, I do it for the kids. Why you talking with a lisp? Like my vocals real crisp. Fuck it. All you people super average. Y'all ain't never been a challenge. Protect the scene from getting damaged. I might just have to say in Spanish. It's stupid, don't just mind the language. Rappers is my favorite sandwich. Sporting over living lavish. Y'all be gonna scream in Spanish. You and I, we can't relate. Man, I'm feeling really great. Stupid fool, just quit the hate. Your ass whooping now awaits. In the gym, we pushing weight. Dominating every state. What else? Seen your ass in a scooter. Cool. My first song for today is a very, very cool song called Ritual by Iluka. I think that's how you say it. She's sick and super strong, and it's just a super catchy song. And you know when songs are obviously new and you know that they're new, but it feels like you've heard them before and you've got kind of like that comfort in them. Mm-hmm. The chorus of this song did that for me. It felt like something that my mum would have played in the car on the way to basketball when I was in primary school. Like that kind of thing.
And it just
like,
there.
Yeah, it just kind of created that comfort in there that you just want to keep listening. And then it's one of those songs that definitely gets stuck in your head as well after you've listened to it. The For chorus sure. is just awesome. The whole song is awesome, but the chorus particularly.
Mm-hmm.
I remember speaking actually with Mel about Chitra a few episodes ago last year. And this song actually kind of reminds me of Chicho's vibe as well. Like, you wouldn't listen to the two songs and be like, they sound exactly the same. But the vibe I get from the women behind them is very similar. It's like super strong and punchy. And
100%. Yeah, I totally feel that. Yeah, Chicho's like a really good friend of mine. We used to live together.
Fuck yeah.
I know, we were just speaking about how it's a small world. I totally agree. I think there's a certain dreaminess to it as well that I think is in Chicho's music as well. When I first listened to it, I was just listening on my headphones, like cheap ones, and it sounded to me like, I don't know, like I've been like a really big fan of Santa Girl. It was almost as if like you put like heaps of dreaminess and reverb on Santa Gold, and if she like chilled out a bit,
if she like, chilled, I don't know,
if she calmed down. no, I love Santa Gold so much, but I don't know. After like a few listens, I was like, not as much. But just at that start, I was like, oh, there's some vibe to it. It like, it kind of like warms me in the same way that Santa Gold's music always did. Yeah. Yeah, there's something like really. I totally get what you mean about the comforting feeling.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Really nice. Yeah, I really, that was my favorite of your picks.
Cheyenne Under the Pump. What's your next song?
My next song is called Fast Life.
Yes.
And it's by a rapper called Sophie Grophy. Yeah, so this song, I've been listening to her stuff for a while now and I've become a really big fan. I'm pretty sure she's Melbourne-based. I'm not 100% sure on that, but that's really cool. And, yeah, she's basically just, like, powerhouse rapper, just has a real presence to her voice and, yeah, it gives me, like, Nicki Minaj nostalgia. I hope that's a compliment to her. But, like, I was genuinely in love with Nicki Minaj when I was 15 and I wanted to be a rapper so bad. I have, like, a really big appreciation for rap music and rappers and sometimes I cover a rap song on my live show, but I would never call myself a rapper. Like, I just kind of, like, try and do what they're doing for a little bit and then go home.
And then go home.
And then sit back down.
Sit back down. Don't dislocate your knee again.
Yeah.
I really liked the spacious parts of the production. It was intense, and then there was a moment quite early in the song where you just don't expect it, but most of the production kind of drops away and it's all her, but it doesn't lose speed or anything. It just kind of focuses on her verse, and I think that was a really cool and unique way of doing it. I obviously don't listen to a lot of rap music, so this potentially is something that does happen more often than I think. But the way all the production fell away and it was her and then everything came back in, I thought that was really cool, and there was more than one moment that happened too.
For sure, yeah. I think I know what bit you mean, and it's a bit, and it's like super high-paced vocally.
Yeah.
And she kind of like lets down the guard. Yeah, it's really cool. It's like, I think it's really powerful when people do that.
Yeah, I would never be able to do that.
No,
I can barely talk, let alone rap. I can't even read her name. Let's listen to it so I can gather my thoughts. What's the song called?
It's called Fast Life
by
Sophie Grophy. But the S is a dollar sign, and that's really important.
The S is a dollar sign, that is important.
Yeah.
Let's have a listen. Being in a drum life, being in a fast life. You're trying to live the fast life. Wait a minute. Kind of heavy. Why you think it's gonna be what you are? And why? Cheyenne's decided she's now the host because I don't know how to say people's names. So that's great. So next week it'll be Cheyenne hosting me.
I'm just here to help.
Just here to help.
Much, yeah. I'm just good Samaritan.
My next song is another person that you played with last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Semiotic Vision by Approachable Members of Your Local Community.
Mm-hmm.
I love what these guys are doing. Mm-hmm. They are really strange, and all of their like photos and everything, their videos, everything they do is a little bit quirky, but kind of in a really excellent and really cleverly done way. It's not half-assed at all.
Mm-hmm.
And then they back it up with the music.
Mm-hmm.
This one is just such a laid-back jam. Like, you could just lay there and listen to it and just kind of be happy.
For sure.
And it's just kind of that slow jam in your head that you can't forget.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's going through my head now.
Sick. Yeah.
It's got Bump out of there.
Do you need... Yeah. Told Bump to leave. Yeah, totally. Yeah, they actually soundcheck with that song, and that's the first time I've ever heard them.
Yeah.
And then it was, like, a strange coincidence that you picked that song. Yeah, I really, I am the kind of person that intensely appreciates, like, aesthetic with effort.
Yes.
and, you know, the whole, like, Adidas vibe, and it's something, like, quite... refreshing about it, but it's still very thought out as well. It's like quite a clean image, like with their photo in the car or on the boat and everything. It's something like, it's just quite different, you know.
Yeah.
I really like how they're kind of not thinking too hard about you know, who they are as a band, and the fact that there's like seven or eight guys or anything, or like overwhelming people in that sense, but playing on kind of something that's like, pardon the pun, really approachable.
What's well, true?
It, yeah, it is true. Yeah. Like, it's.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Because anyone is kind of okay to talk to a guy in an Adidas t-shirt walking down the street, you know.
Helping
I don't know
ladies.
About eight of them. What was that?
Helping old ladies in the supermarket.
Yeah, yeah, like, and they're really nice boys as well. Like, they were really supportive in, like, sound check and, like, getting their stuff off the stage and everything. It was really nice. And, yeah, what did you think of their set?
Yeah, I really liked their set. I think... they're well thought through, they've got good management behind them, and they're utilising the whole seven members thing to their best advantage instead of seeing it as just extra people to pile into something. They're making it part of something. So their most recent photo, they're meant to be like a basketball team or something. Mm-hmm. So
go no, for it. Totally, yeah. And I think what's super worth mentioning is the photographer of those photos, Julia McGoran. Yeah, she is... I honestly don't even have any words to explain her genius. she did my last two press shots in single artworks, and I remember I did the first one, We Can Get It, my single before Bump, and after that I was just like, you are the only person I want to work with. yeah, like, obviously it's, like, good to mix things up, but I just knew as soon as we did that photo shoot, I was like, I'll be back. and, yeah, I think the kind of everything, you know, obviously the guys have like really put effort into their aesthetic, but I think Julia's eye is like undeniable creatively. She's like blown my mind every shoot. Like the reason that it kind of goes to a next level is because of her. Like I might come to her with ideas and certain things to work with, and then she just kind of like arranges them in some magical way, and it turns into this like phenomenal art.
Yeah. She's incredible. Yeah. I mean, we've mentioned her a couple of times on the podcast because she did all of Eilish Gillian's shots, which we love. Yeah. She did the one of you with the glue on your face as well.
Yeah.
That's incredible. And probably 9 times out of 10, if you see a local Melbourne artist with really great photos, it's probably going to be done by Julia. She's amazing. I saw another one she did today. I can't remember who it was of. It was of someone really big, and just, it's incredible.
Yeah.
And she's able to combine what her vision is and what suits the artist really well. Totally. And it's not all about her, but 100%. She can still weave it into that, and I think that's really cool.
Yeah, well, I mean, the fact that when I'm brainstorming or mood boarding for a shoot, I don't have to sit and think about whether she's going to like it or not. That's what like attracted me so much to her, is that she will take whatever your idea is and like kind of put her in essence into it, but also like intensely please what your vision is too. Yeah. And like with Bump, like she said to me, like, I've never done anything like this before, but still nailed it. And that's like my favorite picture I've ever done, you know? And if I can rock up to her studio with like a bucket of slime and glue and she'd be like, okay, this looks weird, but I'm open.
Well, that's what you want. You want someone that you can explore those weird creative ideas with. And if it doesn't come off, it doesn't come off. But 9 times out of 10, it will, because if both of you are invested.
Mm.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah, it's like a mutual respect as well for each other's like creativity. And that's almost always what makes a good collaboration.
Yeah. I mean, in anything, hey?
Totally, yeah.
Heck yeah. We got a little bit off track, but that's here's...
worth it.
Definitely worth it. I love photographers. They know that.
Yeah.
Well, not all of them, but when I meet you, you will know. This is a bit of Semiotic Vision by approachable members of your local community. Semiotic vision, I got semiotic vision. It's playing with my head. And I know it might get better if I just got out of bed. I got semiotic vision, it's playing with my head. And I know it might get better if I just got out of bed. Cheyenne is up to her final song, which is sad because it's gone so quickly.
It has gone very quickly. But my final song is called The Other Side. It's by Birds, and it's featuring Katie Baker. And basically, I found it really hard to describe this song because, I mean, it's typical in the sense of its structure and like the rap elements and everything. Another rap song. Yep. Sorry, not sorry.
That's okay. Gotta get them in here somehow.
Yeah. But, yeah, this song, I kind of, the first feeling I got with it that was that they're not trying to please anyone with how they've created the song. It's very, like, aggressive in some aspects, but also it has, like, this... The chorus is really delicate and there's something really comforting about it. I kind of don't want to, like, describe it too much without playing it, but I really, really like the, like, juxtaposition between, like, aggression and gentleness in songs, and that's what attracted me so much to this one. And something I try really hard with, like, my own music and my live shows is, like, knowing when to, like, let up on, like, the hectic vibes.
Yeah.
And, like, letting people digest and then keep going.
Mm.
Basically, that's what this song, like, kind of did for me. And, yeah, did you have any thoughts on it? Did you like it? What was...
Yeah. Out of the three that you chose, it was probably my least favourite.
Yeah, interesting.
But it was still really interesting to listen to the story in the lyrics, especially the first verse or so. It was really intense and kind of, I don't want to say aggressive because that's definitely the wrong word, but it's kind of in your face a bit.
Yeah.
And it's really interesting to listen to it as a story.
Totally.
And I love the way they've kind of structured a story throughout the course of the song. I think it's really cool.
100%. Yeah, I totally agree. And also my favorite part of it, speaking musically, is like the percussive elements. Like, it's so cool. Like, as soon as I heard that beat, I was just like, oh God, that's rad. Yeah, that's pretty much, I think that's all I have to say on the song. Like, it would be good to just like play it and, yeah, let people like think for themselves on it.
Yeah, I want to definitely play the first verse of this. So here it comes. It's The Other Side by Birds featuring Katie Baker. Yeah, they call me Mr. Birds, political rapper and aboriginal hip-hop. Then they get pissed off when they catch me in the whip, puffing the herb and vibing out to Rick Ross. Oh no, fuck with your profile, black man, shit, can I kick it? Tell me I should stick to my lane, but I'm sick of being broke with hunger pains. And all I really want is money, fuck the fame. Is it really such a bad thing to dream? Yes, I try to resist, but can't. My last song is by a band that we've spoken about before. I spoke with Sos Fumoli about Bad Pony. This is their new song called Knife. They're currently in the US doing South by Southwest. They're kind of kicking all kinds of goals at the moment, which is very, very cool. I really love the vocal changes in this song, and it's just like a pure energy thing coming at you.
Mm.
And but they managed to do the more delicate vocals amongst it without it feeling out of place.
Mm-hmm.
And they do the really kind of high harmonies really well too. And it's kind of in their signature since the start, but they've integrated into this kind of more aggressive new sound without losing that. And I think that's just awesome because it can be so easy to just move across and forget whatever you were doing early on. But it's their signature and they haven't lost it yet. So, yeah, I just really like their live show. I think they've got everything working for them. I guess the only thing not working for them is that Jared, the lead singer, has just moved to Melbourne. The rest of them are based in Sydney. But they'll make it work. Yeah. It'll be fine.
Damn, why did he do that?
Because Melbourne's better, right?
Yeah, well, true, hey.
Yeah,
yeah, I really like this song. Especially, the energy in it. That's what, like, appealed to me the most. I think, yeah, it also, this song has a balance to it as well. Like you said, like the higher harmonies, like adds a softness as well. But the scream at the end is what I love the most. It's so good. I was like listening to it and then I kind of like got distracted and then that scream like brought me straight back in. It was really cool.
They've kind of brought that really brashness into their past couple of singles and it's so sick and they're doing it really well. They're kind of up there with bands like Neighborhood Youth for me in that kind of style.
Mm.
And they both do it really well, so yeah, sick.
Sick.
Let's have a listen. Knife by Bad Pony. Cheyenne, what's happening for you at the moment?
About a week ago, I think now, I just had a remix come out for Bump, and for We Can Get It, I put out a whole remix EP, which is amazing, and there was such incredible artists that reworked that song and did such a good job. But yeah, for this song, basically the story behind it is my manager, Mel, became like obsessed with this producer who I still don't know the name of, the real name, and I don't even know anything about them, and I was worried about losing my manager to this producer. That's the level it was at.
If anyone's ever followed Mel on Twitter, they would understand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So their name is Patchy Squid, and I love it. And
it's so good.
Yeah, when Mel first sent it to me, I was like, I don't know what this is, but it's making me feel good. yeah, basically she curated to have him remix Bump, and it just, like, at first I was like, yeah, cool, like, sounds cool, like, we'll see. And then she sent it to me, and it just, like, worked so well. The level that it got to, like, obviously he's worked on it a lot, and it just kind of refreshed Bump in a way that has made it so, like bubblegum pop, tasteful, like, kawaii kind of 8-bit PC music. That was just, like, every genre ever.
every happy genre ever.
Yeah. And, yeah, it's kind of made, like, Bump is quite an aggressive song. It's just made it somehow really cute.
And yeah.
When I, like, yeah, I just played you a little bit of it, and it's, like, it's something so nice and so magical about hearing, like, a really happy version of your own song. So that's really cool, and I've gone on about it a lot, but that came out last week, and you can get it everywhere at the moment. I've reposted it on my SoundCloud, and it's on Spotify, all the things. And I really would love everyone to, like, have a listen to it, because Patchy Squid really underrates himself, and Mel will say he's really underrated. I think there's exciting things for him. I feel like I'm speaking from Mel now. She's, like, literally brainwashed me to love. Yeah. Love. She's, like, she's in my ear at the moment telling me what to say. Like, Patchy Squid is of the gods. I think people will really like it. I think he's just done such an amazing job. And it'd be awesome for everyone to go and check it out.
Yeah, well, as I always say, please go and support the artists. If you've liked any of the songs we've spoken about, stream it legally or buy it or any of that stuff. It would be really nice because artists really need money to live.
Yes.
Same goes for King Ivy. I've spoken about two of her songs on the podcast previously, so I was very excited to be able to speak to her. So yeah, support artists, that's what we do this for. I want to say a huge thank you to Cheyenne for coming all this way out to the suburbs.
Thank you.
To chat about music and knee surgeries.
Yes.
It's been very fun, and I'm a little bit delusional right now, so it's probably best that we're ending it here. Got the Patreon page still going. You can get awesome CD packs for signing up now. So check that out. Link is in the show notes. And yeah, wherever you get your podcasts, if you could follow, subscribe, listen, all of those things, that'd be great. Thank you for coming.
No worries. Thank you so much.
We're now best friends, everyone, so don't even bother.
Yeah, we just had, like, a minor reflection of how we haven't been friends before now.
Yeah, we don't know how it's not happened until recently. So, yeah. We're going to hang out all the time now.
We're going to do knee rehab together.
We're going to do knee rehab together. We did decide that before. So go and listen to King Ivy and all of the artists that we chat about, and we'll see you at a gig soon.
Softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time.
That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.